The following is the first part of a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 8, text number 10, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on January 18th, 2007, in Lambasa, Fiji.
So, tonight we are reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter number 8, text number 10.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Prayanakale
manasachalena pakcha yuto yoga balena chaiva bruvor maje pranam avesha samyak satang param purusham upaichi divyam.
One who at the time of death fixes his life air between the eyebrows and by the strength of yoga with an undeviating mind engages himself in remembering the Supreme Lord in full devotion will certainly attain to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. In this verse, it is clearly stated that at the time of death, the mind must be fixed in devotion to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. For those practiced in yoga, it is recommended that they raise the life force between the eyebrows to the Agya Chakra. The practice of Sat Chakra Yoga involving meditation on the six chakras is suggested here. A pure devotee does not practice such yoga, but because he is always engaged in Krishna consciousness, at death he can remember the Supreme Personality of Godhead by His grace. This is explained in verse 14. The particular use of the word yoga balena is significant in this verse because without practice of yoga, whether Shat Chakra Yoga or Bhakti Yoga, one cannot come to this transcendental state of being at the time of death. One cannot suddenly remember the Supreme Lord at death. One must have practiced some yoga system, especially the system of bhakti yoga. Since one's mind at death is very disturbed, one should practice transcendence through yoga during one's life. Om Agyana Timaranda Shoganandana Shabakya Chakshura Militam Yina Tasmai Shikaradena. So the practice of the Sat Chakra Yoga, that is not the recommended system in this Kali Yuga. To practice successfully Sat Chakra Yoga, you have to go to a solitary place and you have to give up all other varieties of engagements. You have to give up your family. You have to give up your job, you have to give up your house, you have to give up your bank balance, you have to give up your passport, you have to give up your nail clippers and your toothbrush and everything. And just live sitting out in completely in the remote area with no material facilities at all, surviving on some fruits and roots that are growing nearby, and if a tiger comes, you have to just sit there, you can't run. So that type of yoga is not practical in the Kali Yuga. In this age, we are recommended to take up the more practical process of bhakti yoga. But that does not mean that one has license then to do anything and everything and saying, well, I've accepted Krishna, so now I am saved. That's what the modern day Christians do. You see? I've accepted Jesus, so now I'm saved. So we Vaishnavas, we must be very careful not to fall into a similar trap. Well, now I'm initiated, so I'm going back to Godhead. It's not automatic. One has to actually remember Krishna at the time of death. That's the key. Will we remember Krishna? Or we will think of something else at the time of death? That will determine everything. So, the question naturally would be, how can we properly prepare ourselves so that at that final moment when everything is tested, at death, you see, how can we prepare ourselves so at that moment we will pass the test? You understand? This is the most important question to get an answer for. Simply to be a well-respected devotee in the temple is not enough. Was not Bharat Maharaj a well-respected, great, saintly king? He had to take birth as a deer, because instead of remembering Krishna at the time of death, he thought of the deer. You see? So how does one prepare oneself? It's very simple. We have to think of Krishna right now. And the next minute, and the minute after that, and the minute after that, the hour later, the day later. In all times, all places, in all situations, we have to bring that rascal mind that wants to wander here, wander there, wander everywhere. We have to grab that mind. Yato yato nishchalati manash chanchalam astaram. We have to grab that mind and say, come back here, you little rascal. Don't go trying to slither away like a snake through the grass. Slither away from Krishna consciousness. My dear mind, you must come back. So how can we keep the mind purely absorbed? That is the greatest challenge. That is the greatest challenge. I've been in this movement now for 36 years. Prabhupada initiated me in 1971. And I can tell you I've seen them come and I've seen them go like a bus station. The number of people who stay and can dedicate their whole life to this process and go back to Godhead is a very small percentage of the number of people that come through this movement. How many Prabhupada disciples are actively participating in ISKCON these days? In North America, where many of them live, it's a small percentage. Very small percentage. Even in the Bible it says, many are called, but few are chosen. Krishna says, manushanam sahasreshu kaschid yatati siddhaye yatatam api siddhanam kaschin mam vedi tatvataha. Out of thousands among men, only one will be interested in the higher truth of life. And of 1,000 who are interested in that higher truth, hardly even one knows me in truth. So we should not think it'll be an easy thing, that I can just coast my way through. No, it requires constant effort. We have to be very vigilant, which means watchful. We have to always see, is my mind in Krishna consciousness? Or is it thinking of something else? See, if the mind is controlled, everything else will be perfectly controlled. If you're always thinking Krishna conscious thoughts, then your words will always be Krishna conscious. You'll always be engaged in Krishna katha, topics of the Lord. If the mind is always fixed in Krishna consciousness, then your tongue will always be vibrating Krishna conscious things. And your body will always be engaged in devotional service. So the trick is, or the key is, to keep that mind fixed in Krishna consciousness 24 hours. This is why it is recommended by the Acharyas that we rise early during Brahma Muhurta. If you're not able to come here for Mangal Arti, then you should be getting up in your own home, having a little arti, Garvastakam prayers. But if you're nearby, then you should come here. Tomorrow morning I'll be here. I'm going to see how many of you all are here. I will see who is the serious devotees, you see. There's a saying in English, separates the men from the boys. So we'll see who are the real Vaishnava men. Who can conquer that tamaguna at 4 o'clock in the morning, you see. Or if you're at a great distance, that's alright. You can rise at home and have your program at home. If you have to rush to the office, you know, we're practical in Krishna Kanya's movement. But we want everyone to get the nectar. We're not trying to lord it over you. We want to help you to taste the nectar. Too many devotees are not getting the nectar, the real nectar of Krishna praying, you see. They're kind of going through their service kind of halfway Krishna conscious. This, we don't like to see this. We want to see that everyone's tasting the sweetest nectar at every minute, you see. Arjuna was feeling this is a great thrill, you see, to hear these words of Krishna. Krishna consciousness is, there's nothing more exciting and enlivening and stimulating than Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada was always tasting the sweetest nectar at every minute. Whether he was honoring prasadam, whether he was taking darshan, whether he was translating, whether he was trying to counsel a devotee who was in difficulty. He was always feeling great happiness because everything was for Krishna. Everything he thought about, everything he did, and everything he spoke, it was all for Krishna. So this is not an easy art to master because we've been serving our senses for millions of lifetimes. Indriya seva, for millions of lifetimes. It's not easy to come out of that indriya seva consciousness, serving the senses, to Krishna consciousness. But it becomes easy if you take shelter of the bona fide spiritual master, you see. Because guru empowers the disciple. Whether the spiritual master is physically present, or he's, you know, in another continent, or he's even gone to Golok, it doesn't matter. The potency of guru is the same. You see. That guru shakti is actually Krishna shakti. Guru is simply bringing the shakti of Krishna. He is the DHL man for Krishna. That's it. He's delivering Krishna shakti. So that can be delivered whether he is physically present or he's simply present in the form of his instructions. So if we take that advantage of guru, the power of guru, then we can easily be Krishna conscious. And many times when we go to India, we see how the villagers who are riding the bicycle, how they get around in a much easier way. They may live 30 kilometers away from their place of work. That's a lot of pedaling on the bike every day. 30 kilometers there, 30 kilometers back. It's like 60 kilometers. That's a lot of pedaling. But what do? They grab on one bus or a truck, you see, and they get a ride. They usually go the 30 kilometers just holding onto the bus. I don't know about Fiji, but in America, immediately the police would come and say, you can't do this, this is illegal. But in India, no problem. So all you have to do is take shelter of the bona fide spiritual master. That's all you have to do. Grab onto his lotus feet and go for a ride, and it becomes easy. But you know what? We have a problem doing that because of pride. We think, well, I don't really need Guru's mercy. I'm expert. I can do it on my own. You see, that's our diseased condition. We're thinking, I don't need Guru. I can do it on my own. Even if I've taken initiation, you see, the neophyte devotee, he will still think, well, I have my diksha, but you know, I can do it on my own. I don't need to follow all the instructions of my spiritual master. The ones I like, I'll follow those. And the ones I don't like, well, you know. I love you, Gurudev, but you know, some of those instructions are too much. That's not actual love, you see.